Right, Mrs. Mason of Lodge Hall in Upper Ribblesdale in Selside. Mrs. Mason, you were born, where were you born?
Gibbs Hall, Cowgill.
In Dent.
In Dent, yes.
And that was quite a long time ago.
Oh, yes, 93 years, but it's going to 94, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, how long have you been at Lodge Hall?
64 years.
And you were farming?
Yes.
Can you describe what the farming was like in those days when you first came?
When I first came here? Mm. I think I'd better start when we went off gold standard.
Okay.
We went off gold standard in 1931, didn't we? And everything slumped. Right. And I remember there was a sale across the valley in August, and his top lambs made 5 and 6. And it was in October, was my 21st birthday, you see. Mm. And I remember, we used to have our meals sat round table, families, discuss things. And I remember my father saying he was just 0.5 crown at good when he'd reckoned up for a year, and we'd to tighten our belts.
And so that was before the war, wasn't it?
Yes.
So how have things changed? I mean, what was it like then to farm? You had horses?
Oh, yes, yes. There wasn't any tractors, no.
And how many men did you have?
Well, you see, I was at home and we were a family running farm. I had 3 brothers. Mm. And you were lucky if your parents could keep you at home. They couldn't all, no.
And then you were here during the war, weren't you?
Yes, I came here in 1941.
And what was it like?
Well, I didn't know what I was coming into, but... They had Ayrshire cattle and I'd been used to short horns. Mm. They had big long horns, you know.
And did you have rationing?
Rationing, oh yes. Job to get wedding attire, you know.
And you had the children here, didn't you?
Yes. Norma was born in 42. She was born at Settle. And Christine, 44, and George, 46.
And how did you get about? Did you have a car?
Not at first.
So how did you... You were a long way from everywhere. How did you...
Well, I had a bicycle. My father bought me a rally bicycle. You know, rallies were good bicycles in them days. And my husband had a bicycle. But he didn't stop long on a bicycle. He got a car.
So how did you get your food and your groceries?
I was rationed at Dent and I didn't change because I was satisfied with them and they came over that they could deliver them. But my husband was rationed with a man at Halton West. Mm. And he only came every 3 months. Every month, I think it would be, yeah.
And what about the train, did you use?
Train? Mm. Oh, well, train was a godsend, you know. They would stop at top and put things off.
That was at Ribblehead?
No, at Gaiety. You could get on a train anywhere if you put your hand up.
And they were steam trains?
Yes.
And how often did they come?
Well, in wartime, there would be sections. there'd be one waiting to come into a section as the other went out. If we hadn't had railway, we wouldn't have won the war. I don't think it's helped us to win the war.
And what about church?
Church? Well, at first, there was a service at Selside once a month. So I joined that and went there.
That was in the old school?
Pardon?
That was in the school?
Yes, yes.
And then afterwards?
Well, you see, children started going to Chapley Dale, and of course everything drifted that way. So we and then it closed at Selside. Vicar went or something.
But didn't you used to have a service at Ribblehead?